Good evening and welcome to the December 14th, 2023 regular meeting of the Marysville Board of Education. Can we have the roll call, please?
Mr. Ferguson?
Present.
Mr. Keck?
Present.
Ms. Savage?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. I'd like to welcome all of our guests here tonight. It's always good to see people out there in the audience. And now if you'd all stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you for our new flag over there. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I would now accept a motion to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Savage.
Second.
Second by Mr. Keck. Roll call, please.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. First up tonight, we're going to be recognizing our Leadership Academy class of 2023. Mr. Langhouse.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Devine. Good evening, everyone. I'm proud to present to you the Marysville Schools Leadership Academy class of 2023. Their journey started last January with their pre-assessment and carries on this evening as they're being recognized by the board for their accomplishments. The Marysville Schools Leadership Academy is an experience for staff who are interested in expanding their knowledge of what it means to be a leader within our district, as well as having a desire to grow their leadership skills and attributes. As a part of their experience, the class of 2023 created special projects in order to lead and have a direct impact in their building, department, and/or the district. Here's a quick summary of their special projects, which were outstanding. They were quite impressive. So, Edgewood STEM Lab, Northwood Elementary Culture and Traditions Experience, Pathway Fair and Workforce Development, Vocabulary Training for Staff, Developing Student Leaders at Mill Valley Elementary, Northwood Elementary Morphology in Grade 4, Monarch Time at Creekview Intermediate. Their journey doesn't stop here, though. These graduates will continue to grow as leaders, and I'm excited to see how they impact their building, their department, and or the district in the future. It's been great getting to know you, learning lessons from each other throughout this past year together. Congratulations. So, when I call your name, if you could come up, shake the hands of the board members, and then come over to me, I'll give you your certificate. And then after everybody gets their certificate for graduation, we'll come back up here, we'll get a nice picture with the board, okay? So congratulations, Alyssa Becker. Stephanie DeArmond. Trisha Deerwester Conley. Kimberly Hondacek. Mara Ledley. Lisa Mellish. Kristen Rader. Sarah Segoviano. Chris Chris Terzis. Would also like to recognize some members of the graduating class who could not be here tonight. Carrie Mize, Tiffany Kula, and Kayla Craig. Let's give the class of 2023 a round of applause.
All right, everybody, come on up for a picture.
Before you all leave, I just want to thank you so much for going above and beyond, you know, for being interested in growing your leadership skills. I know how much of an impact it's going to have in your own area, in your building, in the district. So we really appreciate you stepping up and taking the time to do this. So thank you so much. And now, let's see, I would accept a motion to approve Brenda Harmon as our Employee of the Month.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Savage.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. And I know Brenda can't be here tonight, but please, Ms. Allen, share some words about her.
Absolutely. So Brenda is a member, is a bus driver for us in the Transportation Department. And the comments actually, I think, are kind of unique because it comes from a staff member that's a parent. So it says, Miss Brenda is the bus driver for my children, as well as many students that live in my development. My children love her. She has a kind and giving heart. Every Friday, she provides snacks to the kids and even provides one for my toddler, who is not school age yet. Transportation has had a hard year, and she greets her kiddos with a wave and a smile daily. She deserves this recognition. So congratulations to Brenda.
Yes. And with the roll call, we can make it official.
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Thank you again, Brenda. We wish you the best, and thank you so much. I don't think we have any public participation. Nope. Okay. Then next up, I see Mr. Cox has made it here, so thank you. I know you've been crazy busy with all sorts of meetings. We appreciate you taking the time to be here and for sending your report earlier as well. So welcome tonight.
Excited to be here. All right, so just got a few things tonight for High Point. I sent you all supporting documentation and the regular board updates. You've got all of that information. You can review it. If you like reviewing financial reports, hey, that's out there too. Have at it. I'm not going to share those tonight, other than, hey, that we're below budget, so life's good. So last night we had our December meeting, and we were treated to a meal of beef Wellington by the culinary arts class, which was amazing. If you ever get a chance to eat one of their meals, I highly encourage it. I hope that we grow that program here in Marysville, because there's only one Marysville student currently part of culinary arts. So hopefully we'll start to see more kids, because I think it's a great career path. They do an amazing job there. So that's that. Ryan Gilbert, who is an English teacher at Ohio High Point, but next year is moving into the cybersecurity program, so he actually would be educating Marysville School students, was given the Milken Educator Award. Now, I don't know if you all are familiar with that, but that is a national award. In the last 20 years, only 4,000 teachers nationally have been awarded that. So was completely unexpected. It's not something that the school nominates a teacher for. It's something that the organization seeks out. So it was really amazing he got that. But what was really cool was last night we got to listen to two of his students tell us why they thought he deserved that award, which was really moving and really cool. And then Ryan also spoke as well. But he'll get to attend a conference this summer with other winners of that award, which will be great for him. And he actually also gets a $25,000 award. So it's a big deal. So it's really great. I actually got to be there when they presented that to him, and he had no idea it was coming. So that was neat. So just a couple other things. So Assistant Superintendent Brad Richardson gave us a presentation last night of these career kits that they've created, which are really cool. So they're designed for grade school teachers in any of High Point's areas to be able to check these kits out and to present this information to their class. So there's like a healthcare kit, there'd be one for culinary arts, one for welding and so on. And there's several like visual things that the kids can touch, they can feel, there's exercises they can do, as well as online web resources. So the idea is to increase awareness of what opportunities are available to the kids career-wise as they continue to evolve and continue to move through the grades. So hopefully it's something the teachers here will take advantage of, but really cool. Hopefully at some point you all get a chance to have a look at those as well. So yours truly, along with, hey, Mr. Keck was there today, and several other community members were interviewing today, doing mock interviews with kids who are doing their internships, and that actually continues through tomorrow. And I got to tell you, it's one of my favorite things to do. I always leave that with a lot of hope and feeling great because those kids were uber prepared and amazingly professional, certainly far above where I was at their age. So that was really great and was a really great experience. That's all I've got for you all tonight. Again, check your emails for the additional information. Anybody have any questions?
I was really fascinated by the kits. Now, are they stored at High Point, or are they so that teachers in this district contact High Point and they get delivered? Is that the way that works? Okay.
Yes, they would request the kits, and then the kits would be delivered to them.
Okay, because that sounds absolutely perfect for elementary to have things to play with.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I saw in the program updates by county, they were talking about the performing arts program, and that's a new program, which I think is marvelous. We've had numerous plays and musicals and all sorts of things, and they create scenery and do all the lighting, and it's a great opportunity now for our kids to have more of a role in creating all of those things. And I was particularly fascinated that they were mixing paints to color match a specific item. And I got to thinking, you know, in a play or a musical, you might have a cardboard box that's going to represent something else. And so how do you get that cardboard box to look like a stack of books or, you know, something along that line? So that was really, really neat. And I saw that there were two students that attended the DECA program in Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. And that had to be an outstanding experience for them.
Yep.
I know when students have an opportunity to network at a statewide or national level, that stays with them for a very long time. So I really appreciate the reports and the information you give. Thank you.
Yep. And I would echo with DECA. Actually, one of the young ladies I interviewed this morning, she was sharing with me that she wants to basically have her own hospitality and planning business. And that really, that whole idea and the genesis of that all came through her involvement with DECA. So that was really great hearing that from her. And then, yes, Stagecraft with Mr. Ahern, that's amazing. I could tell you, my daughter's done an internship with him, and she's so excited that she's better with power tools now than her dad. And that's all directly a result of that. So she's actually gotten some OSHA certifications through that program. So it's a great opportunity for those kids, not only to learn things like that, like power tools, but also to exercise their artistic talents as well. Anything else?
Any other questions or comments? I would just thank you for another year of service as our High Point rep.
Sure.
Really appreciate that. It's a 3-year term, and I know we've had some discussions about next year, and I believe you're still interested and willing in representing our district, so we really appreciate that.
Unless y'all fire me, sure.
I think you're doing a great job. So it's pretty clear how passionate you are about supporting education and, you know,
absolutely,
workforce development, all those kinds of great things. So thank you, Mr. Cox.
Thank you all very much.
All right, superintendent's report.
All right, I have several things. First, I thought I would touch on transportation. We have switched, as you know, to an alternative schedule. It really has made a significant difference and helped make things run a little smoother across the district. We have a half-time person currently that will move to full-time in January, which would leave four people still on leave. We have five drivers in training. Three we are hoping will be complete and on the road in January. And the other two will be ready, it appears, in February. So things are trending the right way. We did have a late bus yesterday by about a half hour due to a late call-off. But otherwise, the time difference has been significant. In particular, Edgewood typically was having the last bus leave between 4:30 on a good day, sometimes 5 o'clock. Now that bus is leaving by 4:10. Oh, wow. So making that a little bit of shift has really, really been had a significant impact. So we appreciate everyone's flexibility with that. Current enrollment, PK-12, is 5,641. That's up 140 students from December of last year. We are down to office moves in this building. So construction is complete, if you will. We're down to punch list items and cleanup items, and people are moving into and shifting offices around the building. So I would say we're not probably feeling at home yet, but we're on our way. So pleased with that. Short staffing update. We still have three elementary/transportation aides, high school special ed aide, 11 really classified without running through them all. That was in your update last week, positions. And then we're still looking for a speech and language. Our numbers have gone up. And so that has been posted as well. I'd also like to highlight the amount of giving that's been taking place across our buildings. If you haven't, I know buildings are doing a great job putting it on social media, but between Care Train and Giving Trees and partnerships with faith-based organizations, we have people bringing in items, coats, hats, clothes, food to our students, and it's really making a difference in the lives of our kids. So I just wanted to make sure that everyone was recognized for that, because I think it's pretty special, and this year seems to be a significant need increase for our families. So I love that's going well. Over the past 2 months, I've started student advisory groups with high school students, really to talk about their experience in Marysville schools, and also talk a little bit about their experience at their particular building. High school students never disappoint in giving you very candid and great feedback. So we've been talking about that feedback with the principals and some staff members. So really see some positive things coming out of that as we look forward as well. We have a PIE committee that is starting. So chamber and community leaders have put together a group that they will be reviewing some of the district financial information, and PIE stands for Partners in Education. They'll be entering into the data collection phase probably after the first of the year, and really kind of looking through and scrutinizing, and we're going to work with them in order to talk about some of the different things with school finance and give them facts. So we're excited to work with them, and I think the two of us are really excited to share our story, and we're excited that they're interested in our story. So I think they understand the importance of school in the community and are trying to you know, see what they can do in order to help get the story out. In January, after the first of the year as well, I'll be starting a Let's Talk group. We've identified over 60 community members that are being invited to a meeting at the end of January to discuss district finances, the district, finances and communications, will be working with this story and really getting some feedback on communication, how they're getting information, how we might better get information to them. So kind of a laundry list of pieces. So we'll continue to meet with that group monthly, but we have that scheduled to take place at the end of January. I also wanted to highlight and congratulate, again, the Early College High School for their redesignation. I'm not sure, it's a pretty rigorous process. I think it's important to understand that there's only 15, so we're one of 15 STEM schools, public schools, in the state of Ohio. So want to make sure that we celebrate that. Also, I thought I would talk quickly about the events that took place Monday. Obviously, on Sunday, we had a few principals in the district receive an email that also another 50 school districts received. That email insinuated that there was a potential threat to the district. And I want to clarify and say one more time that we did work closely with Marysville Police Department. They, in turn, reached out to their federal and state contacts to talk about what we had received and indicated that it, in fact, was a hoax and something that we should progress with our normal operations. I would not make that decision without those individuals and law enforcement agencies giving that input. We did have a good day of school. We have not heard or received any additional threats or concerns of that nature. So I thought it was important to circle back to that as well. That's all I have.
Okay. I do kind of going back to that pie. I'm not sure how much we've talked about it in our meetings, but just kind of that reminder that for people who have maybe never heard of it, it actually, I think, was reported back in 19 or published back in 1994. Because I did find some information that they shared at a Chamber of Commerce meeting that had that first page. That just was I can't remember how many pages. It was a very long report back in 1994. But again, it was that partnership with the chamber to really do that deep dive into the finances of the district and help share that information with the community to just with that goal of having another set of eyes on it and another group of people that might have different connections out in the community, maybe people who aren't parents, things like that. That could gain a better understanding of the very complex subject, which is school finance. So I really appreciate the chamber being willing to step up and kind of resurrect that program again. Looking forward to seeing all the information that gets out there. So any questions or comments of Diane? Thank you. All right. Treasurer's report, Mr. Johnson.
I don't really have much to report other than to note within the last couple of weeks, our annual audit has really kicked in and really in high mode right now. So that's really the main thing that's been keeping us busy right now.
Okay. Any questions of Todd? Okay. Let's see. For my report, since our November regular meeting, we did have a special meeting on November 28th. At that meeting, we did approve the purchase of two vans for our transportation department, and we are hopeful that the orders will eventually get filled. We know there's a lot of issues there. We also took the time to discuss some board assignments that are going to be voted on in the January organizational meeting. Thank you, Jermaine. I know he spent some time to develop a draft to guide that conversation. We also started discussing I went into a little bit more detail on our November 2024 levy ask. Back then on November 28th, we knew that the amended compensation agreement with the city, between the city and the schools, was going to be on the city council agenda after November 28th. And I am happy to say that later tonight, we have that amended compensation agreement that was approved by the city, and that's going to be on our agenda to potentially approve as well. And I think the fact that we have this revised, that hopefully we'll have this revised agreement in place is really a significant game changer for any future levies between now and December 31st, 2025. It means that the school district, any additional property tax would result in the school district collecting all of the additional property taxes in those areas, in those residential TIF areas. And if I'm not wrong, Todd, I know you had sent out some estimates, and it looks like about every mill of property tax would equate to about $155,000-$160,000 of additional revenues. I think something like that. Yeah. So anyways, now that is we had scheduled another special meeting for this past Monday, but needed to reschedule that meeting, and we're actually going to have it tonight. After our regular meeting, I don't anticipate any voting action at that meeting. My goal is really to continue to analyze and discuss our finances, clarify our stand on the current hiring freeze, and also provide a general levy timeline between now and November 2024. It's kind of my goal. So, and then let's see, if anybody's been following the city council meetings, we know how much is going on. I did attend the city council meeting on December 4th to make comments on behalf of the board about the Connect Realty silo old water treatment plant area proposed development. We wanted to make sure that the community knew that we have been a part of those conversations, that nothing has been agreed upon at this point. And you know how much we appreciate being a part of the conversations, and that when there are any, if there are incentives discussed, that as a board we'll be closely reviewing those. We have had a chance to talk to developers and explain to them what some of our challenges are, some things that we would like to see, things like that. So I feel like it's been a good relationship, and a lot of this comes from our small city group meetings. I know there was one, I think just earlier last week, I think, and then there's another one planned in February, I believe. So those have been really positive. Just appreciate our partnership with them. So that's it for my report. Student Achievement Report, Ms. Savage.
Good afternoon. So I'm just going to cover real quickly a couple of topics that came in the Student Achievement newsletter that I forwarded to everyone earlier this month. There's an article on ideas to help engage parents within the district, and communication is something that we've struggled with a little bit. So there's some five ideas that maybe we could look at and evaluate for moving forward in the future. There's also an interesting article on matching interest in race cars with auto pathways. So kind of like reaching out to younger kids that are interested in cars, car racing, and then show them how it's applicable to a pathway and how they can get certifications moving through our system without actually having to maybe go to a college or move directly into the workforce. And the third thing I thought was very interesting is a cell phone impact on students. There's an article there with some links related to impact of cell phones on students, and this is kind of just general information on the longer everyone has been kind of exposed to cell phones. We've all become kind of a little bit addicted to them. Our young students have become addicted. They're very distracting in class. So there are many places where they've have outlawed or taken cell phones away. So it's just an interesting article on different places that have tried different things and what their results were. So, thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Nan? Okay, thank you. Legislative report, Mr. Smith.
Thank you. The report starts out talking about the Department of Education and Workforce, which is a new department at the state level. Steve Dakin has been selected as the director for that department.
There are two, I don't know if they're associate or directors or what, deputy directors, is there going to be their title, one for education, one for workforce. And so that's still in process. Through some of the things that I'm involved in, I can tell you that in Columbus, the shift has been significant in terms of just moving people from one responsibility to another. The state superintendent of schools has had an interim for some time now, and recently Paul Kraft, who's the superintendent at Buckeye Valley, took that position. But the role of the state superintendent and the role of the state board of education have been significantly reduced in that respect. But things are moving forward. I know I was in a meeting last week, and I know that after the first of the year, there will be greater clarity in terms of where people are housed and where the responsibilities are. It's kind of a work in progress, or has been for the last several months. Monday, Todd and I met with Representative Tracy Richardson to talk about House Bill 187. It's a bill that had passed in the House, passed in the Senate, and is now sitting back at the House waiting for, as she described, an up or down vote, a thumbs up, thumbs down. We talked about, with her, and Todd did an amazing job of laying out the fact that it creates a lot of uncertainty, that there are so many changes in this bill that I think, if I remember correctly, you said it's just not possible to know what's going to happen, that's the big issue. Tracy expressed to us that our reevaluation has already taken place. She didn't see it having much impact on our district. There are things that impact housing values in 187. There are also all sorts of exemptions, and the exemptions was one of the things that concerned me. Todd, is there anything that...
Yeah, I would just say that if House Bill 187 goes through as is, it will certainly have an impact on our district. Those exemptions, as it's worded now, would certainly cost us funding going forward. The proposal would be the state picking up half of the cost and districts picking up the other half. And what I pointed out in that meeting is that there's no way for any district, or even the state for that matter, to give a real accurate estimate of what that 50% will cost, because there's just no way of knowing the number of people that will be taking advantage of those exemptions.
And if I'm not mistaken, that particular bill, public schools have to pay that 50%, but joint vocational schools and other entities are held harmless. They don't have the same 50% expectation.
Exactly. And I've provided additional information to you about 187, provided the testimony from the Ohio School Board Association on that with their recommendations, many of which were not adopted. So I would just, it's going to this committee. One of the things that Todd and I learned is that the committee that is going to look at property tax more broadly has not met yet. And so I expect probably after the first of the year, they'll get started on that. The other aspect of 187 is that it's supposed to be temporary, but there's no provision in the bill
that would prevent it from being extended or put into a permanent state at some point in the future. So opportunity for you to read and educate yourself on that. There are a couple of other bills. There's Senate Bill 168, removal of obsolete provisions, and that's probably going to be approved. Maybe by the end of the year. Things happen quickly, and there are no firm scheduled sessions of either the House or the Senate at this point. There's a bill that Representative Richardson has provided information on that, and another bill where I provided OSBA testimony, a brief blurb from their testimony. There are two recently introduced bills, House Bill 339 that would create a non-charter educational savings account program that is another expense on the state side in support of private schools, and 344 would eliminate replacement property tax levies, which have been, we're going to have a replacement issue before us tonight. But that's an important tool that schools and other taxing agencies have used in the past in order to meet their current operating needs. So, and since they've just been introduced, there's no way of knowing whether there's support or not for those kinds of things. But, and that is my report. Yeah.
The only other thing I might add is there is a bill that's getting a lot of traction specifically targeted at math, and that math would mirror the literacy dyslexia laws and requirements. It would change a RIMP to a MIMP for math, which would have significant staffing requirements associated with it. So that will be one as we think about hiring and staff costs that could drive some things that we're not currently offering kids or required to offer students. And I would highly suspect that that will pass maybe be in effect for next school year. Hmm.
Thank you. Todd, I don't know, is there anything else you wanted to say about our meeting?
No, I think you summed it up well. I think, as you mentioned, the group that's going to be the committee that's going to be meeting going forward, talking more about high-level property taxes in schools and potentially the 20 mil floor, that is going to be very important and could have a significant effect on our funding. So we'll definitely be monitoring that, mm-hmm. and you know, trying to give our input when we have the option.
Yep. I thank you, Diane, for putting that in. There's in my introduction, I said there are several challenges at the state and national level. The federal government has failed miserably to fund special education under IDEA, and that needs to be addressed. A lot of the legislation currently in the state legislature would remove or strip the ability for local decisions to be made to handle local issues and imply a statewide standard that may not be appropriate for everybody. I've shared with every representative that will listen that local decision making at the lowest possible level is always desirable. It's one of the basic business tenets, is you solve problems at the lowest level, and that
trying to resolve everything with a statewide law is doesn't give a local school board or the administrators the opportunity to work with parents to try to resolve the issues and so forth in an acceptable manner. School funding, we've seen repeatedly this year that there have been things that are done. The property tax issue is one, which will impact a local district's ability to fund itself. Thank you, Diane, for raising that. There's a myriad of things going on in Columbus, and it will be continuously a future challenge.
Thank you very much. Very thorough report. Safety and Drug Committee report. Mr. Ferguson.
No report tonight. Thank you.
Okay, great. Next, I would accept a motion to approve draft minutes from our November 16th regular meeting and our November 28th special meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Mr. Keck. Any updates, revisions, questions about the minutes? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call, please.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Now we're to Board of Education items. I would accept a motion to approve the request from the Marysville Public Library to approve their levy resolution and the auditor certification.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Keck.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. No, Ms. Knowles is here. Thank you for being here again tonight. Does anybody have any questions? This is just kind of that second phase process. We've already approved putting this on the ballot, having them put it on the ballot this coming March. So now we just need to kind of certify those numbers, I believe.
Can we take one more minute to again reiterate the different, why is the library levy coming through the school district and why is the school board voting on it?
Sure, yeah, yes, yes.
I mean, I can. I just thought maybe you'd want to.
Yes. Directly from Marysville Public Library. Yeah.
Straight out of book club, yes. So libraries, there are different kinds of libraries in Ohio. The library in Marysville is a school district public library. Our borders match your borders, and you guys get to serve as our taxing authority, and you get to appoint our trustees. So we don't get any funding from you. You don't get funding from us. They are two entirely separate entities. You just serve as the person who appoints our board and who gets the privilege of putting our ballot issue on, presenting that to the Board of Elections.
There's no benefit to us from this tax issue.
No benefit to you.
Great. Anybody have any questions? I appreciate that clarification again. I'm sure a lot of people wonder why we have to do this.
Oh, I have no doubt. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say that it's for me, it's actually a privilege to have a role in supporting the library, because the library does so much for the kids in our community, for our school district, for just the community in general. It is a hub of activity and learning, pleasure and research, just all manner of different things. And they are a critical part of the community landscape. So this particular role is very nice. I enjoy it.
Thank you. And thank you for all you guys do.
Thank you for taking time to explain it. I know that the question has come up many, many, many times. And
you have different people here every time or viewing remotely. So I am happy to address it again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions or comments? Thank you, Nisa. Roll call, please.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next up, I would accept a motion to approve quite a few second read policies.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Anybody have any questions or comments about these?
I would say that a large number of these have to do with the new Department of Education and Workforce going through and replacing the state school board with Department of Education and Workforce in a number of different places.
And I would also like to thank Mr. Langhouse. I know since our last meeting, I'd reached out to him with questions on a few of these, and he did a great job getting back with me. And like, if there were any questions that I asked that he wasn't sure of, he also touched base with OSBA and stuff. So you will see that there were a few minor revisions from last time. But again, I really appreciate the time that you take to explain some of those things to me. And so that was wonderful. There are no other questions or comments. Roll call, please.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, I would accept a motion to approve the amended school compensation agreement.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Savage.
Second.
Second by Mr. Keck. Questions, comments from anyone?
I'm happy to see that the small group has been able to support conversation, discussion that led with a better understanding on both sides. This agreement, I think, shows a collaborative spirit between the school district and the city. We've got, you know, lots of developments. We've got lots of things that are going to be coming down. And I think this is a great first step in trying to address the issues that affect everybody in this community. So I appreciate what the city has done.
And I know, just I was talking to somebody recently, and just kind of that reminder that, you know, this original agreement goes way back to 2004. So none of us were a part of it when it happened. So again, I just appreciate the willingness of everybody to sit down and, you know, acknowledge what's happened in the past. And there was benefit back then. There has been benefit since then. But recognizing how much has changed over the years and just some of the new challenges that are facing us. And I just felt like people did a great job listening to each other and respecting where everybody's coming from. So I'm excited about moving forward as well. But if there are no other comments, we'll take a roll call on this.
Can I make one comment?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. So just as a little bit of background information, this agreement is based on the 30-year TIFs in the 10 residential districts within Marysville. And currently, that money that would typically go to the schools goes to the city, and then a portion of that money is cut back to the schools. The agreement is for the next 2 years, if a new money levy passes as a property tax, any new money would come to the schools. It would not be subject to the current 30-year TIF agreement that, of course, was signed back in 2004, 2005.
So. Okay, good. All right, roll call, please.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes, motion carries. I would now accept a motion to approve the Treasurer CFO action items.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Savage.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Todd, anything you'd like to share?
Just a couple items. I would note quite a few donations on there, so thank those for donating to the district. Cash flow is pretty much right on, so nothing to point out there. I would note on the appropriations, the only thing I would point out there is the general fund increase. That's just to make the current budget match the November forecast that we approved last November. So.
Any questions for Todd?
I just have one question. Sure. I'm sorry, I should have asked this before. I just saw this. There's a donation from Impact 60. I serve on its board. Do I need to abstain myself?
Say that again.
Impact 60 has a donation, and I serve on its board. Do I need to abstain?
That I would assume not, because that donation is part of an agreement that they signed before several years back before your time.
Thank you. Sorry, I just saw that.
Thank you for double-checking that. Appreciate it. And I would just congratulate. I know a couple of those donations are actually grants that were awarded to two of our staff members, some STEM-related grants. So congratulations to them. We know how much that benefits our kids, so appreciate that. If there are no other questions, roll call, please.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. I would now accept a motion to approve Keely Mankins as a volunteer.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Keck.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Any questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. And now I accept a motion to approve the superintendent, HR, and volunteer items.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Savage.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Any comments, Diane? Not really.
I would just wish Jane Chaffin-Law, that's on your, she's served 16 years in the district, started in 2007. So want to wish her well in her retirement.
We do. We've got a great, well, we've got great departments everywhere. You know, I just think about food service, and I know in our building visits, I always love to go into the cafeteria and, you know, talk to all the people who work in there. They take so much pride in the food they prepare for our kids. Really appreciate that. Okay, roll call, please.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. And now I would accept a motion to approve the other superintendent action items.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Savage.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Any comments on all of these? We've got a lot of trips, a lot of overnight trips.
Couple early grads, as a reminder, that's in conjunction with a family meeting to understand next steps and what possibilities we could still offer if they were interested. We also have the handbooks for both high schools in addition to the trips.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Nope. Roll call, please.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Comments and questions from board members. Mr. Smith.
I was in the wrong part of the agenda and I had to find my comments. They didn't pop up. There were a couple of things in the principal notes that we received. Creekview, I know when I visited Creekview, they work on communication skills. They have a new word of the week or something like that they work on. And I see that they were kind of emphasizing that. And it's really neat to see the kids gaining additional language skills, to be able to understand that words can be more descriptive. I often used the example of the color blue, You know, if you said if it was turquoise, if it was azure, it creates a different image in the mind. And so learning that you can use words to create images, I think, is wonderful. I'm glad to see that they're still doing that at Creekview. The sixth grade partnered with Honda of America for a STEM project. And I think that helped to reinforce my understanding of the relationship that we have with businesses and industry, particularly an industry business as large as Honda that takes time to invest in the students in our classes at a grade level. That's wonderful. A couple of things that I noted at Raymond. They had a Veterans Day assembly. They had over 30 veterans and 100 visitors in attendance for the ceremony that they had there, which is fantastic. In mathematics, they're working with Casey St. John to try to improve student voice and choice. One of the aspects of learning in Marysville is that students are responsible for their own education. And giving them that responsibility means that our teachers need to give the students the opportunity to make decisions, to have some choices, to be able to voice, you know, where they are in their learning journey. And so to see our teachers and staff reinforcing those kinds of things is exciting to me. So I also want to acknowledge that for the last 10 years, I've had the opportunity to work with you, Sue. And I have really appreciated that. You and I've had conversations from time to time. There have been a lot of things that have happened, and I cannot express in words my appreciation for the leadership that you've given this board. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. Keck.
Yeah, as usual, I don't have a whole lot, I don't think, but was at the STEM school today. It was a fantastic experience. Met five fantastic individuals. They did a great job interviewing. It was very hard to pick even one negative with each one. They knocked it out of the park. I couldn't believe it. And then I would also like to second what Dick said about Sue. We've had many conversations and some not so friendly, and from my side of it, and I apologize for that, but you always worked through it and got me on the right side of the game, so appreciate that.
I don't remember any bad conversations, Bill, so thank you. Nan.
Okay. Just a couple quick shout-outs. The International Christmas that was done, that was wonderful activity. And then all the giving programs, which Diane kind of covered, but every school had something going on, whether it was food donation or coats or Giving Tree. It's wonderful to see a community come together like that. I'll be supporting the mock interviews tomorrow morning. And then next week at the Early College High School, they have the STEM Challenge events where businesses came in and presented real world problems within their business. And then the students had, I think maybe 6 weeks or so to come up with a solution, and they're going to be presenting Shark Tank style what their solutions would be for those business problems. So last thing I wanted to talk about was I attended ED 411, Economic Development 411 downtown on December 1st. It is a great opportunity to get a very, very broad view of what's going on in economic development throughout Ohio, Central Ohio specifically. They had numerous keynote speakers and some breakout sessions. I did go to the one on housing, Central Ohio housing, and I went to the one on transportation. There is a housing boom in Central Ohio, and it's going to happen. It's very clear, and it's not just our area, it's the entire Central Ohio region. And as far as the transportation update, the orange barrels are not going away anytime soon. There are major, major road construction projects scheduled all around Central Ohio. 42 is the closest one to us. They're doing a big change at that intersection of Industrial Parkway. And then eventually they're going to be moving up north on 42, along with major expansions of downtown highways and airports. They are doing major expansions at numerous airports all around the state. So the economic development engine that is Central Ohio is chugging ahead at full force. So, and then, of course, I want to thank you for all of your patience and guidance and conversations and arguments over the past 7 years. I really appreciate all of the guidance.
Thank you very much. Jermaine.
Yes, I just want to thank you for your time, even though I'm the newest member on this board. Sue Devine is a respected individual, a respected name in this community, and you've planted seeds, nurtured that my kids in the community will reap that reward of your many years of service, even before your time on the board. And so I just want to thank you for everything you've done for our community and the example that you show to us. And some members get the opportunity to serve and fumble the ball, but you've served with grace and have kept the standard high. So thank you for that.
Thank you very much. Todd.
Well, I would also like to thank you, Sue, for just amazing leadership over the years. Just really a great example of a great leader. The impact you've had on students is immeasurable, but then also the impact you've had on me.
Thank you. Diane.
I don't have anything. No, I'm just kidding. I would just wrap up that, Sue, you certainly left a legacy in this district. And I think when I think of you, the first word that comes to mind, ironically, is in our statement around collaboration. You have exemplified and modeled to me over and over again, when we bring people together and have candid conversations, solutions can be found. And so I wish you the best. We're still going to be knocking on your door for all kinds of help. And I hope you never lose your passion for public education and for all the kids locally and across Ohio. So thank you for everything.
Thank you. I think you know I will not be losing that passion. And just, you know, listening to all of you, it warms my heart. We had a wonderful reception, and I didn't cry there, but this is going to be hard because I have made such wonderful friendships. And, you know, even when we've had those tough conversations, knowing that everybody is in this for the right reasons is what keeps me going. And when I think about our building visits, or, you know, when I've done the education report at the chamber, I mean, we have to keep those kids as number one in our hearts, and we have to keep doing this hard work. I know it's not easy. Some days are tougher than others, but, you know, we need to pull together. I always tell everybody I'm a middle child, and I think that's why collaboration is so important to me. I had older sisters and younger siblings, and, you know, I always like to bring everybody together. And we have amazing people in this district. We have amazing people in this community. And I know there are great things on the horizon. And I'm really excited to find new ways to support the district. Happen to have 6 grandkids that, as long as they don't move, they're going to be coming through the schools here before we know it. One of them's already started. So I'm excited about being in the classrooms, helping out. Just doing whatever I can to help this amazing district. I mean, we've done so many creative, incredible things here. And you know, this board, our community is so blessed. You know, we go to so many different events and we hear about those nightmare boards in other districts. And we have not had that problem. You know, I mean, I'm not saying we haven't had disagreements, but we stay respectful, we find ways to work through them, and we know that our leaders and our staff are doing the right things. You know, not everybody has their greatest day every day, but collectively, we're doing amazing things for our kids. So with that, I would just like to wish everybody a very blessed Christmas and holiday season. Thank you all so much for helping me grow as a person. You know, being around you has done so much for me over the years, so I'm really grateful. Thank you very much. And with that, I would accept a motion to adjourn this meeting before we go into a special meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Savage.
Second.
Second by Mr. Keck. Roll call.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Merry Christmas and yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. We are adjourned at 7:12.